Blog Talk Radio.
March the 20th, 2019. Guys, everyone, welcome to tonight's show. It's a great beginning of spring here in the South. Thank you, Eagles and 12, and everyone joining us tonight. Someone let me know, since we don't have a studio engineer, are you getting audio, guys, before I go any further? And let me say this. We have weather moving into our – thank you, 12. Thank you very much. We have weather moving into our area. I'm just about 30 minutes south of Jackson, Mississippi, which is in the central part of our state. And that area is starting to get heavy rain. It's moving all across the Mississippi River Delta, all the way up through Tennessee and further north than that. If you saw my video last week, the Mississippi River is at record levels as far as pushing the backwater. And it's good that it alone is going to increase the crop damage and the price of food and the damage to the economy of our state here, Tennessee, further north in Nebraska, guys, continues to be a disaster. Dams are breaking. So everyone keep the farmers in mind and the people that are in trouble. A lot of people lost their homes and things like that. But just before the show started, I went outside, saw the radar, and thank you, Billy Bones, for sending me that information. I've been really busy today, and that the rain was coming in, so went outside to cover up some things. I had my tractor and things like that, but there's a beautiful, bright full moon coming up in the east if you're not under cloud cover, so anybody should check it out. One of the reasons is it's the last close approach of the moon to the earth this year. What they call a supermoon, and we've had a few, the blood moon, the wolf moon and all, but now the moon is moving out into its outer orbit as it gets into its full moon session. So right now, coming up out of the east, it is beautiful. I noticed last night too, guys, that about 2 o'clock in the morning, if you get my age, you get up, you get a little restless, and you know, your bones get old and you got to move around, but the moon was so bright you could almost see the colors in the trees outside. It was amazing. But if you can look outside into the east right now, it is a beautiful sight. But our show tonight is about what we're seeing on mainstream media and what we're not seeing. And that is the fact that censorship is moving so rapidly across every media form, across every nation on the planet, that it's going to be end up being, if you think a false flag can bring on a great changes, say the New Zealand gun debate now, but since the shooting there. But if you think that can bring about great changes, the deep state, the CIA, the Five Eyes, which are all controlled by Soros and folks here in the U.S., and ultimately Satan is at the top holding the puppet strings, they are coming down on social media and mainstream media in a panic. They realize now that there's no way they can win the 2020 elections and let the demons take back over the country to make us merge and melt into the new global one world prison. It's not a one world order. It is a prison where everything is controlled worse than Orwell's novels. And we see that from Fox News. Parts of Fox are changing hands. Not all of it. Some of the sports divisions are going places. The news is going different places. But one of the controlling factors there is going to be Disney, who is majorly owned by a lot of Chinese. So who's in control of what? But we're seeing now, and thank you, 12B, for mentioning this 12 in the comments as the show was starting. And I didn't get to see it. Normally I watch Hannity on the online. But he introduced Donna Brazile, if I'm not mistaken. And every one of you that watch this channel are very well aware that during the 2016 elections, we covered several times how Donna Brazile was giving agree questions to Hillary during the debates. Remember that? And she wrote a book about it. Then she, now Hannity, and I haven't seen it. I'm still trying to wrap my mind around it. But it, what it does, and it's amazing, 12, that you said this in the chat, because the entire show is wrapped around the censorship of social media. And now our only really, as far as mainstream media outlet we could semi-trust was Fox. And it looks like that's degenerating very quickly. And everyone knows what they're doing to us on social media. They know they can't win a legitimate election. So they've got to shut down all dissenting voices. It's, and guys, if you think about it, and there's some articles that I'm going to read from that I put together when I could today, when I had the time, about this. And but one of them mentions, and I won't read them yet, but is collective thought. And and that ties in, if you think about what collective thought is, it's millions of people that have been given information, and they digest it. Everyone has slightly different interpretation of information, and that's where it becomes, if you think about two heads are better than one, how about a million heads are better than one? And so that collective thought now is dangerous to the New World Order. So by the internet or by Fox News or Hannity, social media, giving out real information to the millions, to where the collective thought can be used as power in the election, for example, then that has to be stopped. No longer can we have the ability to get real news. Thank you, 12, OAN and Newsmax. I'm subscribed to both of them. And they are beginning to be the only true outlets. Let me say this. As we see this censorship increase, pay very close attention to every outlet. Fox is a great example. We saw them immediately jump on the Trump bandwagon. They've hung in there tight with Hannity and Judge Jeanine and Tucker Carlson. He tries to fight the good fight. A few of the other ones, Jesse on Jesse's Watch or Jesse's World. But they've always had that input or that negative input from a few of their commentators and reporters. But now with some of the major media switching hands and Disney buying into this and other parts, it's becoming very polluted very quickly. Now, guys, this channel, this Blog Talk Show, my newer YouTube channel, Earthwatch, is in dire jeopardy of being taken completely out. And, guys, we will make it either way. We got two websites on different platforms so that we can try to continue to get out information for as long as possible. And for you guys that have not been watching me very long, for 6 years, I said that I have prepared for shortwave radio. I have a 1 kilowatt of solar backup feeding into a complete communication system, shortwave, marine band, UHF, several different bands of communication that I have the ability to broadcast and listen to. Now, anyone can get a shortwave radio. You can get them for your car for $100. You can pay $200 or $300 for one in your house or camper or truck or whatever. But if you don't have electricity, it'll do you no good. If you don't have a good antenna, it will do you no good. And we're getting down to that. But guys, even when I say this, I know that I'm putting myself in jeopardy, because it's very easy for any of you guys remember Citizen Band CB radio? Sure you do. And you could go to Radio Shack and for $100 get one and an antenna, and everybody had one. It was the newest craze. Remember that? Well, now shortwave is getting into that price range where you can do it with your car, and the system can easily move out. And for about $25, you can get a power supply that will plug into your office or your home, that has a cigarette lighter plug or a 12-volt outlet. It's not an inverter. It's the opposite. It's a converter. It changes AC to DC so you can use your 12-volt electronics, like the $100 shortwave systems. And there's more expensive ones. You can pull out of your car, plug into your inside converter, and broadcast with an antenna from your home. Now, of course, when you're getting into shortwave, you're dealing with FCC license to broadcast, not to listen. If you broadcast without a license, you can be tracked, and that's my point. If they're going to censor us on the social media platforms and every other way you can do PayPal and shut down all means of making a living, remember, if you don't believe in your mind the mark of the beast system to where you will change your media platform or your YouTube channel to completely politically correct narrative, they're going to take away your channel. They're going to shut you down as far as you can't even sell t-shirts through anymore because you will not accept that mark of the beast, the mark in your mind. And I won't linger on this because we've talked about it too many times, but that mark in your mind or on your forehead is in your mind that you worship that money that you will make from your YouTube channel or your PayPal account more than you believe in the truth. And so once you do that, you become out of the Watchman Club. Why? Remember I've told you about the verse in Ezekiel, to where if you are appointed as a watchman, and a lot of people will disagree, but I believe I was many, many years ago. I've been on YouTube now about 7. But before that, guys, and one of the reasons I got on YouTube, maybe 15 or 20 years, doing other research and helping people on a lower platform, but been doing it a long time. But if you are put into the position to where you enjoy, maybe it's just that you enjoy research, whether it's weather, space, or whatever, God gave you that enjoyment of that type of research so that you would spread it. I really can't explain why I do it, but that is what I do, and I enjoy it. But it tells you then in Ezekiel that if you're given the job as a watchman and you see something coming upon the nation or the wall or the people, and you warn them and they do not heed it, and they're taken in their iniquity, which is a heavy little sentence. They're not going to be taken if they're not in their iniquity. But if you warn them and they're taken in that iniquity, their blood is on their hands. But if you see it coming and you do not warn the people, then they're taken. Either way, in their iniquity or not, their blood is on your hands. So that's why people persist, especially on social media, with regardless of getting your channels taken down, your PayPal, and look at Alex Jones. He had 11 out of 12 different bank accounts set up for the different things he sells, taken out, and he still persists. And we've not always agreed. And when he really got on our president a couple of times, I fired off on him. But we still, and it wasn't that I was against him having freedom of speech. It's just that he was supposed to be pro-Trump. And it's kind of like Ann Coulter, to where one, the wind kind of blows the other direction for a moment. And instead of having any patience and realizing we have one man in the swamp trying to deal with a worldwide new world order, that if the wind blows a little against him and his sailboat is blown backwards, we've got to help him. We don't go against him. And that's where Alex and I had our fallout, was simply that. No one is perfect. No one in their physical body on this planet at this time is perfect. And so Trump has done a tremendous amount. If you saw my video earlier today, $16.8 billion now, through his military folks at the Pentagon. And it's not that, and I was looking at the comments, guys, and on the video today about that money found by the Pentagon. And a lot of people said, well, where were they hiding this money? That's not what it was. It was money appointed to different states and different nations. I posted the PDF link to where you could see Germany and other nations, but each state money had been appropriated to go to improve their military housing or military expansion and Gitmo and things like that. In the video, I said we need Gitmo completely expanded and fixed. But in one way, I feel that way. But in another way, why not bring Gitmo home where we really know what's going on, guys? Think about that. Put it right in the middle. No, let's put it in San Francisco. The city's already what they call a S-hole with needles and human excrements all and homelessness all over the state and all over the nation because the politicians are stealing the money and lying to you and getting you to vote for them anyway. It's amazing. But this going back a moment to this collective wisdom, they understand it, and it's a God-given gift to all of us. And that was how YouTube got started. And if you notice, Gab, a bunch of other people that didn't go quite along with it have been shut down. All the other ones, the other 100 or so social media apps and platforms have been gathered now and bought by the four giants. YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, a couple of the others there that come in. You've got Instagram, and all of those are being absorbed so that there's one puppet master. But when they kill that collective thought of the millions, then they win, because you've got a group of politicians that can't compete with the mental capacity of the rest of the world. That has to be stopped. That has to be shut down. Social media has to be shut down. Fox has to be shut down. All the truth in the on the planet has to be stopped, because, listen, guys, the politicians, the New World Order, know that they are weak. They are scared of us. They are scared to death because they realize the truth. Their only hope is to stop us. And when I say us, it's almost just us. Almost just the U.S. with the last voice of freedom. Now, I know that in France, we may be going into the 19th or 20th week of the Yellow Vest protests there. But last week, if you're paying attention to that, and I like to watch what U.K. is doing with Brexit and Europe's doing with what they're dealing with there, because it's all New World Order. But last week, Antifa. I think this must be week 19 coming up, because I was watching week 18 and Antifa infiltrated, and they were not wearing yellow vests. They were wearing the same black outfits that we saw here in the U.S. But they were the ones in the central part of Paris destroying the shops, smashing windows, tearing up everything. Now, Macron comes back from a ski trip and says he's going to shut down much of the protest. So what has happened, Soros and his group, we have them here, Steiner here in the U.S. and some other people, they sent in Antifa into Paris to bring about the shutdown of the protests. Why? Because it will bring about civil war. They have to have chaos. They have to bring the clash of incompatible civilizations to a climax in order to bring about World War III, utter chaos, and the Luciferian doctrine. That's what all this censorship is about, guys. And going back to one of the sections I was talking about was going to, and if we're not very careful, shut down many means of communication. The last few people that will be getting real information will be the ones that have from CB radios in your car, the ones you can pull in, that are getting messages from people that are close enough to them and through relays from other areas of their state and other parts of the nation to understand where the safe zones are and where they're not, where there may be real food or where it's a trap. And from that step up into the shortwave radios. Again, guys, think about it, because for $100-$150, you can get a basic system that you can listen and talk on. Now, I mentioned getting your license. You can't talk unless you get your license, but they have really simplified it, because it used to be, guys, when I actually had a license higher than that, first class broadcast license, where you could run a television or radio station, then you got your third, second. Now it's one FCC license, and they took out the Morse code. In other words, part of the license to talk on your shortwave or ham radio is very affordable now. You had to know Morse code. And that's, if you, for the younger generation, may not know it, but many of you know, it's like it was really the beginning of zeros and ones. You had the tap going through the lines, and they knew certain codes like SOS and things like that. But to talk on it, you will, that license is now much easier to get, and you can study online and get it. That way you can respond. But if you're in an emergency, you can get on your shortwave radio, and if the atmosphere is right, you can get out hundreds of miles around the world. And if you add a few antennas to your system and understand where you can find the relay folks that are, have the bigger units that will relay your incoming and outgoing messages around the planet. And all of that's all online, by the way, now. In other words, you can listen and participate online if you'll go to hamradioonline.com, other sites like that, and you can kind of see what's going on. But it's going to take the place of what we do now in these comments and with our broadcast, because a lot of them will go down. But I have, again, I've saved up for almost 4 years now and gotten enough solar power to run half of my home and to keep my electronics powered. Now, that's not going to do me any good on the internet. Shortwave will be the answer. So, again, you can get an antenna and a basic unit now for $100, $150. You can spend more. But even on that basic car unit that you can unplug, put in your home with a converter, and I don't sell them, you can bring it into your home, listen to emergency broadcasts from around the planet, and send out your messages if you have friends and family that you want to communicate with. Then encourage them to spend that $150 or $200. But the key is now you can go online, learn where the major relay points are. And I'm not an expert in shortwave. Now, college and engineering was in broadcast electronics, and that was radio and TV electronics, designing these giant antennas you see, like the 2,000 tall, foot tall ones with the red light at the top with all these wire strands. No, all of those are designed depending on the output wattage of the transmitters. It's all calculus and trig. But they've simplified it now to where you can listen, get your information. If you don't like calling into a show, you just want to listen like this one, then you can do that with shortwave. And not only that, those units I'm talking about has your emergency weather. Some of them have FM and AM radio and different things like that. Bearcat scanner, good to have. That's right. Bring it in, boy. But get you a – I've got one, and all of my electronics, guys, are in the box, except the ones you're hearing now, because I don't want my solar panels out into the sun. I don't want anything susceptible to lightning. I don't want anything susceptible to solar wear or hailstorms. But when it comes time, including my batteries, everything is ready to plug and play. My panels will be installed outside, and I will be broadcasting. So now, if your Christmas gift or whatever it is, go to some of the ham radio sites out there and find you a mobile unit that you can put in your home and an antenna, and you can build from that. Get your license so you can broadcast for you guys that do that, because that's going to be the last means. Maybe there will be one more, smoke signals. But, you just have to see. And let me say this. We know that the deep state knows about shortwave and ham radios, don't we? Sure. Yeah, it's 1984. You're right, 12. But they know that. That's why I'm encouraging you now to go on. You're going to find different folks around the nation, and you can start creating if not a conversation till you get your license, start listening to information and letting your spirit discern if you're getting good information or not. Because if all the other outlets are shut down as far as what we have the ability to see or hear, then you may not know who to trust. In other words, they're saying, well, we got gasoline in Jackson, Mississippi, or we got food over at the warehouse, at the FEMA warehouse in Jackson, or we have the water. What are you really getting into? What are you really, will you ever be seen again? If you don't have information is key. My people were destroyed because of lack of knowledge. The other thing is failing to plan is planning to fail. We know this is coming, guys. If you're, I know all of you are, but if anyone out there is not aware of how intense the social media crackdown is becoming now, again, the MSN, look at Fox, then you better wake up fast because it could come at any minute. They know the Mueller investigation is about over. They are pulling every last stop out. And don't blame Trump. He's fighting an uphill battle, and he's winning battle after battle. And there's people bailing on him left and right, people leaking on him left and right. But there's 63 million deplorables that have not, and we will not. Now, but at one time, we're going to lose contact with him unless his Secret Service or his military intelligence sets up a communication. And how will they do that, guys? It will be shortwave. And if you don't have electricity, none of it will do any good. So start thinking about even a small solar system. I remember back when maybe 30 years ago, the first solar panels came out. And a panel that was about a foot by foot square would be about $100, maybe 5 or 6 watts. You could put it on your boat, keep your batteries changed. But now for $100, you can get a 2-foot by 4-foot panel that is 100 watts. And like I said, over 4 years, a couple of them at a time, I've gotten 10 panels, gives me 1 kilowatt or 1,000 watts of power. That's enough with my inverter to crank a 5 BTU air conditioner for a room in the home. It won't run your heat. It won't run your stove and things like that because heat will absorb that, your battery, too fast. But that's why I have a wood burning heater and stove. I use that. I've had it out for 10 years using it, but my electronics are preserved for that moment. So as I see it coming on quicker and quicker, I'm going to probably roll out this system. And so people can start learning where to find me and other people in the Ham Nation. Yeah, right. Deb, that's right. They have a setup. You just have to buy a battery. Now, let me say that if you get the 100-watt panels and you can go to Walmart or wherever and get the 100-watt solid poly, not mono panel, but the poly panels for $100, you'll have a lot more powerful system than that one. But batteries have gone down quite a bit. And get ones with the warranty on them. And so you can go from the very expensive deep cell solar batteries to an expensive car battery. But this is how it's going to be right before we go to, again, smoke signals rising over the hill. It will be CB radio or something like, remember the first mail carriers in Wells Fargo from horse to horse or wagon to wagon and town to town, if you can get through. But at that point, and there could be two reasons that we don't have power. One could be an attack from another nation. One could be an EMF, an explosive set off here, maybe from another nation or maybe from the clowns from the 5i group, or it could be from an extreme solar flare, because we are told that something will be poured out on the sun. And the kingdom of the beast will be cast into darkness, or the seed of the beast. I'm not looking at the Bible, but the seed of the beast maybe is cast into darkness. That's going to stop 5G. And that may be part of the master plan, because 5G is going to be deadly. But it will shut down a lot of other things. So your solar panels and things like that, preserve them. Don't expose them if you don't have to, or have them where you can quickly roll them out of a solar flare's way. Or if you have an EMP warning or anything like that, get them out of there, protect your electronics. It will be important. Now, yeah, Postman, that was quite a movie. Also, your inverters, be and things like that, guys. If you small inverters will run a TV or a fan and things like that, your larger inverters will do things like your refrigerator and your air conditioners, more lights, TVs, computers. And when you're looking at inverters, that what happens, your solar panels charge your batteries. Then coming out of your battery bank, you have a inverter that will change that DC battery voltage to AC. But there's two type inverters. One has a pure sine wave, one doesn't. So for your delicate electronics, your iPhones, your pads, and things like that, you need one with a pure sine wave. And it takes a little bit more to do that, but that keeps the electricity really smooth and everything like it would be coming out of your wall socket. But TV has to be analog. If there's any TV at all, because they're going to shut down every form of communication, which goes back to what I said. Even if you are broadcasting, it will not be hard to track you, because they can do that now with a small antenna and a tuning device to track you down to where it's coming from, which brings about another possibility, a mobile communication system that moves. Broadcast, move. Shoot, move. And don't, but again, you're going to need to know where to tune into. Yep. Oh, microwaves can be used as a Faraday cage. You can break off both the positive terminals and use your ground, plug it in, and what the is not trapped inside the microwave. What I mean, penetrates it, will be shifted to the ground on your ground right outside by your meter. But yeah, guys, one of the things, again, that we've been talking about is mainstream, the Electoral College, how they're going to handle that. What we're seeing now is the Democrats are bringing back stupid bill after stupid bill and stacking them on top of each other. And because the outcry from the people, the outcry from Trump and people, some not the 12 rhinos, but some of the other Republicans, keep shooting down the Democratic narrative, goes back to why they have to stop that in order to win. That, along with eliminating the Electoral College vote. They're going to shut down or attempt to shut down. 12 states have already voted for it, but I don't think they can do it independently outside the Constitution. I'm not positive about that, but without the Electoral College, the rural areas will lose their voice, and all the sanctuary cities will elect all the politicians from now on. Now, if the vote was completely legal, there were no illegal votes, dead voters, things like that, then I may not be so pro-Electoral College, but it does prevent the cheating of the sanctuary cities at this point in our history, if you understand what I'm saying. They will definitely take advantage of everything. And a couple of weeks ago, I did a video when some of the Republicans were coming out against Trump, and then finally the 12 rhinos voted against him doing the emergency declaration on protecting the border. But our senator here, Roger Wicker, went against him. He's a Republican. Two in Utah, you can, they're, it's online, it's easy to see. But these guys are using either they're cowards or they're lying, because they are using the statement that if we do it, the Democrats may do it back, and they don't realize the Democrats are already trying to cut your damn throat. Wake the hell up. Quit being cowards. If you're afraid to shoot back at the enemy when they're approaching you and doing firing every shot they can, and you're afraid to shoot back, then you need to get out of the way and let real people handle it. But guys, we're seeing that drift more and more. And when I say all of them are not cowards, what is their other motive? What is our Senator Roger Wicker, which I'm going to do everything possible in the next election to take him out. And I hope everyone in each state, most of you know where the 12 were from, you do the same thing. Make sure, because that's one of the weapons that we have, and that's why they've got to stop social media, because I'm saying things like this, and a lot of you guys listen or are saying the same things. We've got to get out of vote. We've got to stop what they're doing. If they don't have that collective thought of millions, the Democrats can win, because they control Mockingbird. And they control things like what Google is doing in China, Operation Dragonfly. And I know, and guys, sometimes with my guests, it's like preaching to the choir, because you've seen that China has a new social credit. And actually, it's drifting into the U.S. more than people realize, over in China, with help of people like Google, Facebook, Twitter. Now, if you are behind on your taxes, or you have said an inappropriate comment on YouTube or social media or whatever, or you, whatever you do, this, it's totally Orwellian. If you do anything like that, your ability to work, your ability to travel, your ability to get on a train to go to work, or a bus to go to work, or to get a passport, or to go online. Guys, to go online, your social credit has to be high enough to where you have completely walked lockstep, not looking left or right, dead ahead, afraid of being shot in the head. If you don't, that's the mark of the beast coming here. Right now, they're talking about if they think you are behind on your taxes. I didn't say if you were here in the U.S., but if they think you are, they don't have to go to court. They can shut down your ability to travel outside the U.S. now simply by taking away your passport without a trial, a court, or hearing, saying we suspect, and this is just the beginning here, we suspect you might owe taxes. You can't travel or go anywhere. Now, as far as the S-holes around the rest of the planet, I could give a damn, because I don't want to travel to any of them. We are in the last free nation. And I mentioned in the video today that many of the Latinos on the border, in the border towns here inside the U.S., are more pro-Trump wall than we are, because they are taking the first wave of the crime and the cartels. And if you think that's not happening, if mainstream's lying to you, ask those people on the border, or look at the cartel murder rate that's flowing over the border. But they know that that will bring about civil war, that will bring out the 63 million deplorable patriots, and it will start a civil war that someone will try to step in and end. Will it be China? Will it be our nation? Interesting. But we are right on that edge, guys. It's now not if, but when, and that when is approaching very fast, because this is not a false flag where they can take your guns. This is going to it's even worse than that. Now, they won't take our guns, but in order to do it, let me say this, they may attempt it. And if you've ever witnessed a SWAT team raid or anything like that, you hear a lot of bragging about they won't take my guns. Well, if you've never witnessed it or know people that are involved in SWAT or some of the U.S. Marshals, at 5 o'clock in the morning when you're sound asleep and your house is surrounded and they're kicking your door in, You think you're, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Get real. They've got you. They're not going to come out there and call you up at 12 noon and say, we're going to come out there and get your gun. Keep the door in, a flash grenade. If they need it, guns drawn, shields up, and they taking you and your guns. That's how quickly it will happen without information being spread. If you don't think it's already happening, you're wrong. But what we all hope is that much of the military and police and people that I'm talking about will be pro-Trump, and many of them are. That's right. But listen, Eagles, if the way it would start is like in New Zealand, they are asking people, and a lot of folks are so lipped hard-headed because their social media and mainstream media is pretty much controlled, that they're turning in their weapons in protest to the shooting and the mocks, which many people say may or may not have really happened. I don't know. I don't know if people were killed or not. And really, it's not important. I mean, it's important if they were killed, but the outcome is what's important to the Five Eyes. New Zealand is one of the Five Eyes. Australia, UK, Israel, us. The outcome was to start a gun control narrative worldwide, bring the Muslims against the rest of the world. Think about it, the conflict of incompatible civilizations. And many of the elites, that's why Podesta, Clinton, and them have been in New Zealand in the last week. That's where they want to hide out. That's where they bought land. They don't need people with guns. They don't need social media there. They have no hiding place. They need to read the Bible. There is no hiding place, but they don't believe in it. But, you know, let me back up a moment. They believe in it, and they have sold their soul out for so long and committed so many sins that they know they can't turn back, and they hate the Bible, and they want to do everything they can to avoid it and disavow it, take as many people to hell with them as they can. It goes back to the Book of Enoch, when all of the fallen angels had to agree. So they all had to take blame on whatever they did. And it's to that point now. Now, 12, the county sheriff already has using drones. Now, I don't know how it is there, 12. I think you're in the Carolinas, maybe North Carolina. I can't remember everything. I'm getting old. But the sheriff is the ultimate law in the counties. And one thing that's been really positive that I've noticed is that many sheriffs in sanctuary states have said they are refusing to do or to impose the gun control laws that are being passed by their state house and the Senate and politicians there. And they're saying, no, we're not going to enforce this. So what will happen is these sheriffs will be taken out one way or the other. Yeah, you got a dog and four attack birds, and that's all good. It is useless. Useless. Do you know anybody in U.S. Marshals or SWAT teams? They operate, guys. They're in on you. You don't have time. If it's an individual home, you don't have time to do any of that. Get that out of your mind. Forget it. It's not that I'm not pro-patriot. I'm very patriotic. And I'm telling you, don't be stupid. Don't think that they can't come in your home and take your guns, because you're not. There's just not going to be a birthday party where you're welcome them in there, North Georgia. Oh, thank you, 12. Sorry. It's going to be early morning dawn raid when you're in the bed and you're looking up with a gun pointed at you and your door's kicked in and everything in the yard is silenced. That's how fast it happens. And they wait and they watch and they come in and they take it if that's their intent. You're not going to stand up, and I've heard too many people say, they're not going to come in here and take my guns. Man. Don't ever think that. Don't ever be that naive, because you're going to be the one with the bullet head or the bullet hole between your eyes. But more than likely, you will be completely contained before you have time. And if you reach up in the middle of the night when they're coming through the home looking for you or looking for your weapons, and you pick one up, that's you might. I hope you're in good shape with the Lord, because these guys are not playing. They want to live and go home to see their family. Now, again, we're hoping that they're going to turn to the conservative side of this U.S. narrative, this world narrative. But don't think you're going to sit there and stop them. Now, if you had a whole county or a whole city fighting together, a whole group, maybe. Individually, if the mandate is sent out, the only thing you can do is disappear. If you think different, then you're just going to end up in the funeral home or worse. And that's how it is. I've seen these guys operate. I know some of them. It's not a game. And I'm saying that not to make patriots tremble. I want you to stay alive, because there are more battles are coming. Don't go down in a futile fight. Be more prepared than that. Somebody said, have a stash. Exactly right. But just be prepared, because it's not going to be knock on the door, Mr. or ma'am, may I please have your weapons? And then wait to get shot through the door. Doesn't work like that. It's not going to happen. I want to look over guys in the chat room. I've been long-winded here. And if you are calling in to talk, I see a couple people in the chat room now. If you can see the chat, let me see put the last four digits of your phone number there in the chat room. I know you're calling in not to listen, but to talk. And there's some of you guys there. I haven't mentioned that. If you're listening from somewhere other than the chat room, the guest call in is 646-716-9294. Again, 646-716-9294. I can go, if you're not in the chat room, I may go, we've still got some time left, kind of go down through the phone board and pull you in, because if you're not in the chat, you won't be able to let me know that you are here. Yeah, yeah, Roger Stone's arrest was shameful, and a few others like that. Now, a few of them needed to be arrested, but Stone, it was bad. Manafort was kind of taken down heavy and been treated pretty harsh by the libtard court and judges. So that, again, you've got a 9294. Let's see here. Yeah, that's the call-in number. But again, if you can come into the chat, let me know your last four numbers. I had sent out an invitation to Matthew if he got off the boat in time. I'm not sure. I think I saw a video where he may have been driving in earlier. I invited him to call in. He's got a lot on his plate. I'm not sure if he'll be able to do it. But I'm going to go over to the phone board just in case. Sometimes if you're on your phone calling in, you can't see our chat. You can't put your four numbers there. Let me know. So I'm going to go to the top two numbers at the board and just pull you in to see if you don't have anything to say. That's fine. Don't be shy. Ask a question. You have questions in your mind, or you would not be listening to me. I promise you that. But the caller I'm going to go to, you, your first three numbers are 321. Click on your phone now. Caller, can you hear me? Come back. Okay, I'm going to move down the line again. I'm not trying to embarrass anyone. There's just some ways that we can't communicate just the chat room. Caller 260-768, are you there? Again, guys, I know we got listeners. Not trying to put you on the spot, but if you're there, come on in and ask us a question. We're all listening and we'll do our best to answer.
Hello?
Yes. Caller, who have we got?
I'm just a country boy from Indiana.
Indiana. Well, isn't that Mike Pence's state, Indiana, or am I mistaken?
You're right.
Well, Well, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Have you got a question? What have you been seeing going on?
The lady just gave me this number, told me to check it out, and that's what I'm doing.
Well, great. Again, what was your name? Just your first name. You don't have to. Well, again, thank you for calling. If you've got something you'd like to say, we're all ears, or if you got a question, we'll do the best to answer it.
Well, I just got this first time listening to it. I don't know really where we're going yet, so I'm just listening.
Well, thank you for calling. I saw your number pop up there, and we're just talking and kind of going along with the panic that we're seeing with more and more conservative mainstream media channels and social media channels being taken down, so that the people that in this nation that are conservative, that get together and get the information together, can't do it. And then the Democrats win the next election. That's basically the plan, and that's, we're seeing it happen more and more. And are you seeing the same thing? Obviously, you've been watching some of the same narrative if someone's sending you this number.
Yeah, I was listening to Alex Jones then.
Right. Now, Alex has been fighting a tough battle. I mentioned earlier in the show that I've not always agreed with everything he said, but a lot of it I have. And he's fighting hard, and they have attacked him very hard, taking away his ability to buy, sell, or trade, which is biblical. 11 of his bank accounts have been taken down, including PayPal. He can't even sell a T-shirt online unless he conforms to the beast system. And that's what we're seeing now.
Yeah, that's scary for us and our kids, ain't it?
Yeah, it's, it started years ago with them taking over with what they call modern education now and brainwashing our kids. And that goes back to hundreds of years ago when somebody in history said, give me the child and I'll show you the man. And in this case, give me the child and I'll show you the adult. And if I have, by giving them into this common core education, we're seeing the results. They're not learning the basics. They're not learning skills that they can make it in the real world. They're learning how to protest and to become socialists. And so that has been happening for a long time. And now we're seeing the results of the Democrats yesterday come out with a bill to where they're lowering the voting age. Why? To bring in this generation of snowflakes that they have groomed through their education, through their universities and their education systems.
Yeah. That CB, was that a CB you were talking about, that small wave?
No, it's actually called people call it a ham radio, but what you would do is type in shortwave transceiver. Trans means you can talk or listen. Shortwave transceiver. And you remember the old car stereos made by Kenwood and people like that? Kenwood actually makes a pretty decent one, shortwave transceiver, that is, you mount in your car or with a converter, pull it into your home and listen. And it's maybe, that one's, it's got a little more power. It's less than $200, but that's one I have that's mobile, is a Kenwood. And let me turn around and look on the shelf and... mine is a TM-281A Kenwood, basic with a little extra power. But you can build up your keekers, you can get bigger antennas, and you can hit these relay points. That's going to be critical, and that's an excellent question. Because guys, if China wanted to launch one of their missiles from one of their satellites and shut out power here as they move in to take over, there's going to be very few communication systems left. But one thing that is encouraging to me is that a lot of the survivalist shortwave operators have solar backup. So if you have a solar panel with a few batteries to where you can plug in this shortwave transceiver, you will have communication.
Okay. What was that number again that you had on your shortwave?
Okay, now, I've had this one for about a year. Like I said, I've been saving up. It's still in the box. I don't want it to... these electronics, my backup electronics, exposed to any type of electrical pulse or anything. So they may have a newer model, but this is a Kenwood TM. T is in Tom, M is in May, -281A. And it goes, you can mount it in your car again or in your home. It has the microphone with it. You'll have to spend a basic $20 on an antenna, or you can go into the hundreds, you know, to get the tower antennas, things like that. It's like CB as far as boosters and amps and kickers is what they call them. And again, the license for your shortwave is a lot less difficult now. You can do a basic online study that's free as far as you practice. Then you have to pay a little bit to take the lot test. But a lot of them will let you take it a few times and guarantee you that they will work with you to get it right. But I've went through the online study of the new test, and it's pretty basic. You need to know the basic laws of electronics, how much voltage will come out, how much current is, depending on your voltage and your resistance. It's very basic, and it explains it. But a lot of it is just rules. You know, you can't talk over emergency. You can't, or aircraft frequencies and things like that, operating frequencies, operating procedures. They want you to know something about the electronics that you're dealing with. But it's question and answer to where on your study tests that are free, to where you can go back till you get it right. Now, it won't be the exact questions on the test per se, but it will be, they are designed to where if you can answer that one, you know the answers to the other one that's on the test. So you get that, then you can talk your heart out. You know, you got to obey the rules, not step on people and things like that. But that is the key, guys. And you're not talking about very much money. Most people have more money in their TV than what I'm talking about. And you seen kids have withdrawal from cell phones, or you take their tablet or something away. Well, that's going to happen in the adults when you may have one station like CNN and George Orwell. And by the way, you remember the video, one of the ones that were taken down. CNN is the only channel in many airports because they pay CNN and provide the TVs to be there. So it is Orwell. And that's what we're going to be dealing with. And if there's power at all, the only communication over public media will be Orwell. It will be complete control. So this, what I'm talking about with solar backup, will be the communication system. It may be someone like 12B calling from North Georgia, talking, saying, guys, there is fresh water down in this river, whatever, it's safe to drink, or there's food here. What people that we know, Deb, in Texas or whatever, like you guys in Indiana, then now's the time to find out maybe who you can talk to, maybe who you can trust. But there's nothing like preparing to where you don't have to get into the tsunami of chaos when it hits a fan, like people do in a hurricane where the stores are raided and the shelves are empty, and the gas pumps are down. And if you don't have electricity, the credit card machines or the cash register, the gas pump doesn't take the credit card. It happened to us in Katrina for 2 weeks. No water, electricity in the heat of the summer. It was rough for you that survived it. But that was, to me, a little warning from God on what it can be like, because we're not used to that. And so if you take media away, there will be many people lost and without compass. And a lot of people, just for instance, not going to start preaching or not, but they don't read their Bible a lot, but they'll watch a lot of Bible shows or listen to biblical programs on radio or social media or some of the super churches. But if that goes away, if that media goes away and they don't have it and they don't have the knowledge of the book and they don't know how to read it for themselves and grasp it, then they're going to be, as it says in the Albert Pike letter, without compass, without direction. And in that point, they will turn to any source, any way out. And that's how the lucid fearing doctrine comes in. So to me, it's always been something I've talked about, I guess, 4 or 5 years now in different shows, is being able to communicate. And if you didn't like communicating, you wouldn't be here now, whether it's talking or listening or both. But I'd listen from Indiana.
Yeah.
Have you seen the information? I don't know if it's true or not. Some people are linking it over my website at BP Headline News in the comments. Is that Pence and Paul Ryan had a deal and that they intercepted the emails to take out Trump while he was running? Have you heard anything about that, or anybody in the chat room heard anything about that?
I didn't hear again.
I can't confirm it, but it's coming from several sources. So it may be BS. I don't know, but it is going around that there's an email. I read the emails, but anybody can type up something that would look like an email narrative to where Pence and Paul Ryan were. Paul and Pence already knew he was possibly going to be the vice president. Him and Paul Ryan were planning, almost like the deep state, almost like Strzok and Lisa Page, to take out Trump. And I don't know if it's true. It's something worth looking into. And when I read that today, how many of you guys here saw the funeral for George Bush Sr.? Remember when he walked in, when Trump walked into the funeral, him and Mike Pence would not meet eyes. Remember that? Trump talked to other people. He looked at other people, but him and Pence did not look at each other. They don't talk that much together, I don't think, anymore, because Trump may have that information. But we'll find out in the next few days whether there's anything to these intercepted emails. If that's true, then it would be interesting to me to see if Trump chooses Pence as a running mate for 2020, or if he can do it and what will happen. But either way, no matter which way Trump goes, the Democrats are going to say it's wrong. He can say it's dark. They're going to say it's light. If he says it's light, no, it's dark. Why is he lying? But Paul Ryan is also going to be on board. I'm not sure if it's Fox News, but he's going to be on one of the boards that control part of Fox, Eagle Feathers. It's kind of confusing. I've read some of it, and somebody else in your comment, because Fox is being split up. The Murdochs are doing different things. Paul Ryan is actually joining a company that Rupert Murdoch's son is forming called Fox dot something. It's not Fox News, but definitely he's planned it. And where did he get the money, guys, to invest and become a major stockholder? He didn't come into Congress rich. Just let you know how these crooks operate. But Fox now, what are we going to do with them? I doubt we see Judge Jeanine again. But caller, stay right where you're at. I'm going to just stay right there, and I'm going to look over on the phone board. We've got a couple other people calling in, and I'm just going to see if we've got some folks that want to join in. Area code 361. Caller, are you there?
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, who we got here?
This is Deb down in Texas.
I thought it was. How you doing, Deb?
I'm doing real good. I'm sitting out on my front steps enjoying the evening.
Can you see the full moon?
I'm looking right at it. It's gorgeous.
Man, it's something. I saw it just as it was getting dark, and it was so huge coming over the hill east of us here. Amazing. And to the north, we've got thunderstorms coming across from central Mississippi up all along the Mississippi River, where we really don't need the rain, but it's there. But right now, it's clear here. And this moon, guys, if you're not looking east, you're missing the last super moon of 2019. And now it's going to start getting further and further away each full moon throughout the rest of this year. But tonight, it's brilliant. And it's not that cold.
Yeah. No, it's kind of sweater weather, but I'm sitting out here in a t-shirt and sweats, watching my dog, listening to crickets. I'm enjoying this country life.
Yeah, I know you are. I'm so glad that you got out of the city and got out there. And I know you've been trying to get your place fixed up. How's that coming?
Slow. You know, I'm almost 63. Things don't work like they used to.
Well, welcome to the club.
Yeah, it's going slow. But I'm getting stuff done. Just put in a rose garden and got a new shed built in the back. So, you know, I'm getting it done slowly but surely.
Well, it takes time. And when it's yours and you're kind of out of it, it's all a work of, you know, you love doing what you're doing.
Well, it's not a race.
That's right. Not a race. That's right. Well, I've been working on my garden here. We've had really great weather, and it's cool now. It's a real feel. It's 52 out here. And so it's cooling down, but the days have been really good.
Yeah. Did you get the second house finished that you were working on?
Oh yeah, it's finished. I need to do a video on that. We put the shower in under the steps going up into the loft bedroom. So it had to be custom made with a custom pan and tile and going up under the steps, but it worked out great and it's really neat. Right now I've got some of my band equipment in there, guitar amps and things like that, and supplies, and the bedroom's upstairs. It's full bath. Got a little kitchenette in there. And I'm kind of building a deck over between my house and that, so you don't have to walk through the mud if it's raining to get over there. Just with a little at a time.
Get a zip line.
Yeah, I thought about it many times. I thought about it. Some of my friends probably would end up in an emergency room, but other than that, if you could get a safety harness on it and strap them in, it may be safe until the landing anyway. But Dev, what you've been seeing what's going on with the censorship and the taking down of folks. What do you think? I mean, to me, it's the greatest danger that the free America has.
Yeah. It's bothered all of us, probably people like you that have channels. It bothers you a whole lot more. But I thought it was odd that not until it personally hit someone in Trump's administration did he get the fire under his rear end. So I'm kind of motivated there. Maybe something will get done.
Well, you're talking about, who is it, Twitter or Facebook that blocked one of his chief communications people yesterday?
Yeah, Twitter. Yeah.
Twitter. Yeah, I think they reinstated it. But listen, what do they expect? Are they testing the enemy's fire? Because, I'm glad to see they did it, Deb, because it brought that fire under him. He mentioned in yesterday and today that something had to be done.
Something has to be done. Now, I don't know what that something would be, but something has to be done. Equal censorship, that's not really the answer.
Well, maybe put someone like, let's see, how about Sarah Huckabee in charge of Google?
Ooh.
Judge Jeanine. I take over. If it was me now, I'm sure the libtards would fight me through the Ninth Circuit to hell and back. And then the first thing I'd do is veto the Ninth Circuit and have them put it all in Gitmo or sent to Mexico or somewhere like that and let them fight the drug cartels hand to hand. But the something's got to be done about it now. He's got to put somebody, if he's going to allow them to operate, and they all have merged. In other words, we used to have all these apps, Gab and all these people. They've either been shut down or bought by the three or four giants. So right. they've conglomerated all of the ability to look at pictures, speak, put Instagram, whatever it is, to where they absolutely control it. And so he's going to have to either disband them, which then he loses social media for himself, or he's going to have to take over through the FCC and put people like I'm talking about in charge that will open it back up as a free platform. Now, nobody wants to see pedophilia and murder and rape on YouTube. That's understandable. But free speech, pro-American, conservative, deplorable speech has got to be allowed. And so the only way I see anything getting done is putting the right people in charge. Because if he takes it down, what will replace it? It took a long time to build social media up to the platform it is now. But when you get lemons, you make lemonade. So take and kick out all these foreigners, mostly Muslims, that are running the social media that hate America. Send them back and put conservatives in charge. Not to censor. Let the libtards bitch all they want to. Nobody listen to them anyway. I can't stand to watch mainstream. Can you? Or anybody?
I haven't turned my television on since the debates in 2016.
Yeah. They're good for tornado warnings from your local antenna.
Yeah. Yeah.
Things like that.
Okay.
That's about it.
What was this headline? I grabbed it right before your show and I didn't read it. Disney has acquired Fox. Am I reading that right?
Parts of it. And I'm not up to date on every bit of it. I read it yesterday and today. And Paul Ryan is Rupert Murdoch's son. Rupert is the mogul of Fox. Australian, I think he is, right? Anyway, his son and Paul Ryan are going to be the major board members on, I think it's Fox Corp, C-O-R-P, maybe the correct, or what they're forming. But there's a major social media shift. And I really was hoping that Trump, through his Commerce Department, would stop some of these mergers. But it doesn't look like it's going to happen. But he may step in. But now, Fox definitely has an influence. And Disney will have a percentage in what we see on Fox News. And I was told just before the show, and I missed it, Deb, did you see Hannity introduce Donna Brazile last night on Fox?
No, I didn't.
I didn't either. I would have had been probably upset about it. Since they took Jeanine Pirro off for going against the Muslim lady.
Mm-hmm.
But Hannity had to introduce, and he had to take a deal that he couldn't refuse. Because him and Tucker, Bear and some of those people, their days are numbered on Fox, if you ask me.
Well, yeah, that's why I was asking about the Disney acquiring Fox. So does that mean we're just SOL now on any kind of...
They don't have all the divisions. Fox has their sports division, Deb, so I don't want to be inaccurate here. But there's a takeover in progress, but I don't know exactly what divisions will go to what section. I know they had to sell off. Maybe they had to sell off their sports division in order to make the merger go through, but someone out there may know more about this than I do. But yes, Disney has acquired, they are the majority in a good bit now of Fox Holdings. And Disney is owned by China, by the way.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, the studios, that's why you see what's happening there. Hollywood is China, the port of Los Angeles. Why is Hollywood screaming? Two reasons. They're being told to by the Chinese. And the other one is, you guys remember when Trump was running in 2016? All of a sudden, in one debate, I think it was up in the Midwest, maybe, or maybe on the East Coast, he came out and he was in a real different frame of mind. He talked about the rule of law. This nation will become a nation of laws. I mean, yes. He kind of just was really firm about all of this. Well, we started seeing attack out of Hollywood, guys, and because you got pedophiles, you got the people. Now, last week, all these big Hollywood people were paying millions to get their kids into colleges illegally and getting their degrees illegally. And it come to find out that most of the time the kids weren't even going to classes. But now they're being taken down from their shows. But Hollywood knew when this rule of law speech came out, all the way from Podesta to Harvey Weinstein to these celebrities involved in this college, the largest college tuition scam in the history. They knew if they allowed the law to come into place that they were going to be taken out. So they know Mueller again is that investigation is coming to an end. And this is their last, wouldn't call it a false flag, but it's a deep state move to silence us while they still can.
Well, and I see them, what is the old saying? You throw enough of you know what on the wall and some of it's going to stick. I think that's what the 16-year-old voting bill is all about. They just keep throwing garbage.
Yep. They,
these can be died by.
Now, listen, we've got a lot of smart kids out there. You see it with the deal that happened with the kids, with the fake. Well, he wasn't a fake Indian, but he was a fake protester. Soros paid Stolen Valor Indian with the MAGA kids in Washington. We got some good kids out there that are not brainwashed. They were probably homeschooled or something like that, or in a school to where they didn't allow Common Core. But the majority, and I said this before, was it's almost like the zombie apocalypse of the new generation that only know mainstream Mockingbird narrative, what Soros has allowed to be introduced into the education system. And so they want that age to be able to vote because they're going to vote socialist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's all they know. That's all the schools are telling them about.
That was the entire plan from day one. And I didn't know it was as bad as it was back when I homeschooled my kids in the 80s. But in the early 90s. But I didn't realize it was. I knew there were problems. But this was before the internet. You had to kind of mail in the tests and the grades and all this. And they got so much better grades. And there was a Christian Academy down out of Florida that we used, and it wasn't much more expensive than regular school, and they were through by dinner, and none of them are libtards. None of the kids are libtards.
Yeah.
But there's so many that are, but it has to do with the parents wanting to take the time to see what their kids are learning in that school and make the decision, because the kids don't know. They only know what they're being taught. And now what have you got? Drag queens reading to them in school? Really?
Abominable.
In libraries? Yeah, and so you got 62 million deplorables fighting to keep the nation in balance and the rest of the nation running straight down the wide road to hell.
Oh, yeah.
Following their master. And
if
God wasn't patient, we already have been overrun. But it goes to the story. Was it Lot when they were going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah? And they kept saying, just show me a dozen people or however how many it was. And they couldn't find that many good people. And then it got down to just a few people. Show me them and I will preserve it. And they couldn't. So the angels told Lot to get his family out of there before the nuclear strike hit. that cause these massive glass sand places in the desert over there, going back to the Pyramid Wars. But it's incredible what we're seeing, and I think the urgency that I feel in bringing the shows back is that they're moving so fast now in their desperation. Do you guys feel that way?
That's what I was saying. They're just throwing just stuff up against the wall day after day. It's like endless. I can't even make heads or tails out of some of it. It's just, I don't know.
Well, you know, I think it's a two-step deal with them throwing that much on the wall, hoping something will stick. And I've seen other YouTube people talk about this, Matthew, Roy Potter, or other people. And it's got to do with exhaustion. And I know exactly what it feels like. You become overwhelmed with a tsunami of information, right? So
yes.
They're not only throwing things against the wall to hope they stick against Trump, but so much information is coming out that it becomes overwhelming and you back away.
Uh-huh.
You don't try to do it. You back away because you're burnt out in a way to where you've got to take more time to separate the truth from the fiction. You can't just come out and do 3 videos a day and throw all this out there and all. And you reach this point of exhaustion, guys, to where you just need to back away or get in your boat for a day or get out there in your tractor for a day or so and get away from it. But it does become overwhelming. And something I've noticed that in the last few weeks that is very concerning is their sites like Breitbart and Zero Hedge and the DC Caller, that's Tucker Carlson's and people like that are leaning more and more left. Has anybody noticed that? The ones you could trust. We talked about Fox, but I'm talking about now. They are throwing in so much stuff that, and they're an echo chamber within themselves, the supposed conservative websites, that they are part of the problem with the overwhelming amount of information to where people become numb to any more input, and they just turn it off. And that way the deep state is won. When they have overwhelmed you and you can no longer put up with it, you turn it off and walk away, and then they take over. That's a real thing.
I hope I don't do that, but I do have overload, information overload. And it is like having 5 puzzles on the coffee table at once and trying to put them together. It's just it's information overload.
Exactly what it is. And it will make you turn away. And if you do a lot of research, guys, if you do a lot of it, then you will. Here's what I found I'm falling into a trap with for the last few years is read so much information when I have time to read it that it becomes old news before I report it. And when that happens, and that may be an hour, it may be the end of the day. But what that happens is you've already read a few more articles or something you're delving into and trying to find out what is the truth on it, that you become jaded to it. You can't report all of that. You know, you already are kind of in the back of your mind, assume that everyone knows it just because you've read it.
I see Matthew struggling sometimes. He looks so worn out, and my heart just goes out to him. He's trying to stay on top of everything, and I think it's humanly impossible.
It is, and especially when you have multiple inputs. And poor old Matthew, and I invite him to try to call in. He may be listening, but Matthew, you just, or anyone else doing this, you've got to let some of it go. And really pick your battles very carefully, but you want to continue doing your information, but you can't just try to produce it all. You can't try to explain it all, because that's their mode of operation. Give you so much information, you become, again, null. You become numb to it.
Yeah.
And so, and that's why since 2016, we saw all kind of information before that coming out. Every angle, every science, everything happening, every different aspect of knowledge you could think of. But since then, it's political, political, political. And they want to burn you out. They're trying to burn us out.
Yeah. I agree with you on that.
And if they don't burn you out, I'm sorry, Deb, go ahead.
I'm almost there. You know, I follow about, maybe 10 different pages on Facebook about politics. And, about a week ago, I hit the snooze 30 days on all of them. I got to where I could wake up in the morning, I'd get my coffee, I'd sit down at the computer, and within 15 minutes, I was just clenched tight, fists tight, stomach hurting, just a nervous wreck. And I said, you know what? I'm choosing to do this every morning, and I'm going to choose to stop doing it. And I'm better for it.
You sure are.
I still listen to you. I still listen to Matthew, Space Shot 76, but I can't take that sensory overload anymore. It's just too much.
Yeah, and that is part of their plan, is to do that, to fire so many rounds at you that you just stay ducked in the foxhole just to preserve your sanity.
Now, when those perp walks start, I'm going to turn my television on and make the popcorn. I'm going to watch those perp walks.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, Deb, there's so much behind the scenes that it is being taken down by Trump that they don't want to talk about, that a lot of people that it would really lift their spirits if they knew many of the things he was doing, you know, they just don't want to talk about it. It's all about division.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, yeah. They've got to divide us. They've got to take away our ability to communicate. Their plan is total division. If you think about it, all right, here, what have they done in the U.S.? Trump versus the liberals. What about in the United Kingdom? Brexit versus the Remainers. Here again, across the West, open borders versus immigration, global warming alarmists versus the skeptics. I know it's not global warming. I know we're going into global cooling. Gun control versus the American deplorables. Division, division, division. Divide and conquer.
They can have my gun, but it's going to be awfully hot when they touch it. going down easy.
Well, don't forget, Deb, what I said, and I was very real about it. If they want to come take it, you're not going to have a chance to do anything about it.
Oh, I know. There's a video, I don't know if it's still around, of the little old lady in Louisiana after those hurricanes and the flood and all, and the military stomps in there. She's like 100 pounds and 90 years old, and they forcibly took her shotgun or rifle, whatever it was. If ands or buts about it, they intrude into your home, they do what they want to do, and they're gone.
That's it, and you're lucky you're not going with them, especially if you've refused to do it. So if you're going to die with your hands on your gun, you're not going to do it alone in your home because you're going to be overwhelmed. I know the procedure very well. You don't have a chance like that. They do this for a living. It's their everyday job. It's not a new thing for them. Like, it would be a surprise and a shock to us. They've given me a 60-second warning. It's just another day at the office. And I'm not saying the guys are guys. I'm just saying that's how the system works. So, but many of them will be on our side, Deb. But we have to keep, no matter how much they try to burn us out, keep our heads up and keep our eyes open. We're down to 39 seconds. Deb,
well,
thank you for calling. Okay,
thank
and thank you. You're welcome, Deb, and you keep your head up down there. And caller from Indiana, thank you for calling, and all you folks here. Now, if you missed it, go ahead. Yeah, good night, Deb. If you miss a show, it will be in our archives. Sometimes it takes more than a few hours, but it will be there. But again, it's a heads up, guys. Be safe. Be aware that the deep state is at 10 seconds, the deep state is trying to attack us from every angle. So good night, guys. Heads up. Be safe.